maybe I compare myself.
Yeah, okay, I understand. So if we want to do a lot of service, but our work is also demanding, and then that trying to do a lot affects our health. What to do? The desire to do more and more for Krishna is a very auspicious desire, and that will help us connect more and more with Krishna. At the same time, we have to recognize that it is Krishna who gives us the abilities to do things. Whatever I am doing service, whatever I am doing, it is my abilities are Krishna's abilities. And this is not so difficult to understand, because we understand that abilities are there. But we also have to understand that our situations are also Krishna's arrangements. So our situations are also Krishna's arrangements. So sometimes we may be put in a situation where our capacity to do things may be relatively speaking restricted. So we work in that situation. So surrender means to do what we can with what we have right now. So it is the problem comes when, as I said, if we do excessively and our health gets spoiled, and what we need to think about is that, you know, it's better to burn longer than brighter. We don't want to serve Krishna, but we want to serve Krishna lifelong. And if there's a letter of Prabhupada where he tells the devotee that if you don't take care of your health now, in the future, even if you are very enthusiastic, you will not be able to serve Krishna. So in a sense, we often have a very fragmented conception of service. That means, you know, doing this is service. But actually, devotion is a matter of attitude. So if I'm doing my job also in a mood of service to Krishna, that is also service. Similarly, if I'm taking care of my body, also seeing that this is a tool given by Krishna to me, and that is also service. The one way, of course, when you are young and energetic, it's difficult to think of it that way. But, you know, one way...
Yeah, that's why he eats 3 cups of kheer in one go.
One way to think of it is that, actually, if somehow our body falls sick, then what to speak of we doing service, others will have to serve us. So, you know, sometimes that may just be the situation. But why do we want to why do we want to invite that kind of situation? So I feel that the sense of achievement that we want, I want to do something special, that is good. That's not bad. But it has to be seen in the perspective of developing a holistic relationship with Krishna. So my relationship with Krishna is not just in terms of the achievements that I do, but that is important. But my relationship with Krishna is also in terms of how I relate with Krishna through various aspects of my life also. Now, one of the differences between a Kanishtha Adhikari and a Madhyama Adhikari, Kanishtha Adhikari can see Krishna only in the deities. But Madhyama Adhikari understands that my relationship with Krishna is shaped by how I relate with everyone. Now, I worship the deities, but I befriend devotees. I am kind to the innocent, and then I keep a distance from the atheistic. All these three other things, modes of interaction, also affect my relationship with Krishna. So similarly, if I understand that how I relate with my body also affects my relationship with Krishna. So that expansive vision. So in our case, it may not be the deities. In our case, it may be this particular service. You know, I want to achieve, I want to distribute books, I want to do this. So we see our relationship with Krishna only with respect to that. But that is almost like a Kanishtha mentality. It's good we are connecting with Krishna, but when we see our relationship with Krishna holistically. So sometimes some devotees do a lot of service, but in doing that service, they sort of step over others' toes, they hurt others, they injure others, alienate others, then that won't be so pleasing to Krishna. So just if you get that inclusive understanding of bhakti, then you see that there's a conversation of Prabhupada. One devotee asked Prabhupada that that, you know, it is said that, you know, when we take prasadam, is it that the germs in our body, do they also get prasadam? So Prabhupada said, yes. So when you take prasad, you are doing social service. But then, Prabhupada says, that is not the only way to do social service. So the point is that we serve Krishna in different ways. And yes, we may be inspired to do one thing, but that should not be the only thing. Like I told about in the class about cancerous growth. Not necessarily equal, we may be inspired to do one more, which is fine. But that one service should not be at the expense of others. Like I talked about cancerous growth. So where one causes the damage of others. Now it's possible somebody is a bodybuilder, then their physical muscles may be more developed than their intellect. Somebody is more intellectual, their intellectual side may be more developed than the physical. So it's not that every aspect of the body has to be equally developed. Some services may be more important for us and we will do them more. But the development of one should not be at the destruction of the other, damage to others. So the development of the physical muscles should not be at the expense of the stunting of the brain. It means that the brain may not be developed as much as the body, but that's fine. Hare Krishna, baby. All the best. Hare Krishna. All the best.